resilience, bouncing back under pressure. This isn't just about the times you've triumphed. It's about those moments you've stumbled, felt pressure, or questioned if you had the stamina to keep leading. Nelson Mandela said, "Do not judge me by my successes. Judge me by how many times I fell down and got back up again." Leadership isn't about avoiding difficulty. It's about how you get back up, how you learn, how you adapt, and how you stay grounded even when the ground seems to shift beneath you. Think back to a recent challenge or setback, maybe a project that went sideways, a tough decision that weighed on you, or a period when you felt burned out. How did you respond? What did you discover about yourself in that moment? Let's clear up a common misconception. Resilience isn't about never feeling stress, or pretending nothing bothers you. It's about seeing adversity for what it is, information, not identity. When life knocks you off course, resilience allows you to pause, breathe, and choose your next step thoughtfully. Instead of reacting on autopilot, here's where psychology and brain science come together. When you face a threat, criticism, uncertainty, a high-pressure moment, your brain's limbic system lights up, you get flooded with cortisol, your perspective narrows, and your instincts urge you to fight, flee, or freeze. But here's the real opportunity. Every time you pause, take a slow breath, and notice what's happening before you act, you begin to retrain your brain. You're literally wiring yourself for greater resilience. Most of us have days when pressure makes us reactive, maybe short-tempered, maybe withdrawn, maybe distracted. That's normal. But resilient leaders notice these signals, and choose to steer back to their core values, even in the toughest moments. So, what does that pause look like for you? Is it a quiet breath before responding to a difficult question? A gentle reminder not to take criticism personally? A quick walk outside? Or a check-in with a trusted colleague? If resilience ran on a spectrum, where would you find yourself today? Do you get rattled and take time to recover? Do you bounce back quickly, learning and adapting? Or do you mask stress so well that nobody realizes what you're carrying? Just notice, without judgment, where you land. Now, let's dig deeper. Your style of resilience isn't random. It's shaped by your wiring, your experiences, and even your DISC profile. If you lead with dominance, or D style, you charge into the storm. You act fast in a crisis. You bounce back quickly, but you may ignore your own stress signals, or the burnout of your team. If you're an influence, or I style, optimism is your default. You bring energy. You reconnect after setbacks. But sometimes you gloss over issues with positivity, when your team needs more realism. If you're steadiness, or S style, you are the calm in the chaos, the anchor others lean on. But you may internalize stress. You may avoid conflict, even when it's necessary. And if you're conscientiousness, or C style, you thrive on analysis and preparation. You dissect setbacks for every lesson. You create systems to help everyone bounce back. But sometimes, you get stuck in analysis paralysis, or set standards so high it's hard to move forward. So, where do you see yourself in these patterns? What resilient strengths are you ready to lean into? And what blind spots do you want to watch for the next time pressure rises? Remember, resilience is not built overnight. It's the slow, steady accumulation of habits, physical, mental, emotional, that allow you to recover your center again and again. Maybe for you it's a daily walk, a mindful pause, reconnecting with what energizes you most about your work, or finally having the honest conversation you've been putting off. And sometimes, real resilience means admitting when you're close to the edge. No leader is immune. If you notice fatigue, irritability, or a lack of joy, see that as valuable information, not failure. That's your sign to reach for support, to make a change, to share honestly with someone you trust. The best leaders know, resilience is contagious. When you show your team that setbacks are not permanent, when you move forward with composure, perspective, and humility, you give others permission to do the same. So as you finish today's reflection, ask yourself, what is one practical thing you'll do to build your resilience this week? How will you recover, reset, and return to your best self after setbacks? And how will you use your natural DISC style, whether you're decisive, optimistic, steady, or analytical, to help yourself and your team thrive under pressure? Resilience isn't about never falling down. It's about always getting up and bringing others with you. Thank you for showing up today and for being willing to do this deeper work.